I have gone to enough natural resource seminars that I either have come to a conclusion that you guys are either giving Greg a hard time when he's attending that, saying, ah, this economics, or you don't really have a grasp of what we mean by economics. It's not just about money. So I've put up for Suzanne, just talked about, defined what physics is. Economics is studying how people in society choose to allocate scarce resources to get alternative uses. Okay? Pretty broad definition, does require money, isn't all present, it could be in the future. And we can expand this, but the key issues are scarcity, trade-offs, and choice. Is that right, Howard? Does everyone know Howard? Charlie's our hotel economist, but he's an environmental economist also.
I'm in ESS.
Okay, he's in the ESS program too.
Welcome.
Yes, so and
he's
you
checking
are
right. me, he's looking over this. And I am going to be talking about AIM 1500, but it also applies a lot to AIM 2500 equivalently. The difference between the two is AIM 1500 does not require a prerequisite of economics, whereas AIM 2500 requires a prerequisite of economics, introduction to microeconomics. So the premise for AIM 1500 is if you use this definition and if you use basic concepts or basic principles of economics, you can argue that all environmental issues have an economic component. And economic thinking is thus a critical input into environmental policy. Okay? Now I know that people can say this for psychology, for everything else, but if you go into every major rulemaking that goes on by the federal government, they're required by executive order to identify why there's a market failure. So that's in economics. Why do we need to have government intervention rather than rely on markets? And they're also required to do benefit-cost analysis study. So this is something I think distinguishes economics from some of the other disciplines, that it is pretty critical to our present environmental policymaking. Now, what is economic thinking? We introduce people to basic principles, and that is people face trade-offs. Should I keep this mangrove forest as a mangrove forest, or should I convert it to a shrimp farm? Okay, so that's the type of trade-off that might be considered. The cost of something is what you give. The cost of something is what you give up to get it. So we're not just talking about the wages and the capital costs of producing a good. We also have to account for the pollution that's being produced. So that is a part of the cost of society. The rational people think at the margin. You only do something if the additional benefits of your decision are bigger than your additional costs. So that's how we try to get people to think. And that's where calculus would be critical. Marginal thinking is the first derivative. And so that would be very helpful for us to think about. And then also, finally, people respond to incentives. That gets into public policy making, which is why it's critical. Now, in AIM 1500, 2500, we have maybe four or five general topics. We talk about a lot. In AIM 1500, about market success. We assume students have had that already in AIM 2500. But market success means that basically we talk about the critical aspects of supply and demand, and we show that individuals acting in their own self-interest leads us to a situation that's good for the group as a whole. That's great, it's wonderful, it's fundamental for economics, but for environmental goods, we have a lot of reasons that there'll be market failure, such as externalities, commons of public goods, and monopolies. So we can't rely on markets, but that's important to have that foundation. We then talk about environmental policies with the involve comparing benefits and costs, including non-market valuations and discounting, which are critical to thinking about benefits and costs over time, and also about economic incentives such as voluntary programs, pollution taxes, emission trading, subsidies, etc. So that comprises, first we talk about market success, build the framework, talk about environmental economics, and then we treat the resource economics as something different because it really involves decision making over time. And we talk about non-renewable resources such as mining or oil energy use as a resource, and renewable resources such as fisheries and forests. Finally, if we have time, global issues, ecological economics and sustainability, and all those issues surrounding that. So I've been told I have 4 minutes done. I can do the math pretty quickly. There's 1 minute for questions. Okay. Where's Baird Blasi? I want to engage him in the discussion of economics.
So is AIM 1500 and 2500, are they forbidden overlap, or can you take one of them?
They're forbidden overlaps. Yes, they are. AIM 2500 is really targeted for our own students in AIM, but also for the students who are on the environmental resource economics track concentration within the ESS program.